Last Thursday, the Church celebrated Jesus' ascension into heaven, where he is at the right hand of God our Heavenly Father. Before Jesus ascended, he gave his disciples clear instructions. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority on heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Since that day, the Church is built on Jesus Christ, his word and the sacraments, which he instituted to create and sustain our faith and to bring us the forgiveness of our sins. This week's Old Testament lesson from the prophet Ezekiel speaks of God for his own name's sake, cleansing his people from their sins. "Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came." God's name includes everything he has revealed about himself. He is from everlasting to everlasting, almighty, all-knowing, all-powerful. This is why we pray, "Hallowed be thy name," because we desire that all people know the truth about our gracious God. His actions reflect his character, which we acknowledge in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. May our Lord richly bless you with the comfort that comes from knowing his holy name. Amen.